I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. As thousands of people prepare to travel during Memorial Day weekend, the world's busiest airport is preparing for major congestion. Speaking at a press conference at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, TSA spokesperson Mary Leffridge-Bird says the next few days will be busy.
The highest volume days anticipated are Thursday, when we expect to see 87,000 passengers. On Friday, when we project to see 93,000 passengers, and Monday, when we anticipate 87,000 passengers.
Airport officials suggest arriving 2 hours early for domestic flights and 3 hours for international flights. Georgia's economy is expected to slow down in the coming year. That's according to the quarterly outlook by the Georgia State Economic Forecasting Center. More from GPB's Taylor Gant.
The center's director, Rajiv Dewan, says Georgia's job growth should continue, but just at a slower rate. Last year, the state added over 90,000 new jobs, mostly in Atlanta. The economic forecast predicts that number will decline by about 30,000 next year. Speaking to the AJC, Dewan says big events like the MLS Cup and Super Bowl 53 created hospitality and construction jobs that won't stick around. He also says the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China could further disrupt business around the state. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Atlanta residents are getting a food forest. City councilors have approved transforming 7 acres of property near the Lakewood Fairgrounds and Browns Mill Golf Course into a public park and garden. According to the AJC, this is the first food forest in Georgia and one of the largest in the United States. The green space will feature trees, shrubs, and vines that produce fruit, along with walking trails, a community garden, and restored forest areas by next year. Residents will be able to pick their produce from the trees in the public park free of charge. Well, a request to dismiss a whistleblower's lawsuit that stems from the treatment of research animals at Augusta University was denied Wednesday. The lawsuit accuses the university of retaliating against Jay Hegde, an associate professor at the Medical College of Georgia, by making a formal request to terminate his funding for research in August of 2015. Hegde had made several complaints to the university about the treatment of lab animals by the people entrusted to care for them. The Augusta Chronicle reports that, due to the number of motions still to be dealt with in the case, the trial will likely not begin until 2020. And opponents of seismic testing are repeating their call for a judge to block the practice in the wake of a delay in offshore drilling plans. The Interior Department recently put on hold plans to expand offshore drilling, but federal regulators say they are still processing permits for seismic testing for oil in the Atlantic Ocean. Seismic testing is a precursor to drilling, uses loud blasts of sound to check for oil deposits, and can harm marine life. The Brunswick News reports the states and environmental groups suing to block seismic testing have filed new reports in the case. They say the delay in offshore drilling, quote, undercuts any argument that it is urgent to conduct seismic testing now. And in sports, the Braves play the Giants in San Francisco this afternoon. First pitch is at 3:45 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.